Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, guys, once again, thanks for being here tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in live, as always. Got some great information lined up for you. And, you know, here we are. We're getting already into the second half of January, and it's a brand new year. And again, if you're like most people, I know I'm in this boat. I've got some goals, some personal goals of things that, you know, I want to see happen for me in my life in this brand new year. And if you're in that boat with me where you're thinking, hey, there's some things I know I can make better in this new year. That's part of what we're doing on tonight's call. We're going to focus a little bit more on that because, quite honestly, at the end of the day, I think all of us could probably look back at the previous year and say, you know what, there's some things that I really like or things that I did that I would definitely keep doing or wins, as you would maybe call them, that you've had. But I bet you there's also some things on your list that you thought, yeah, could have done that maybe a little bit better. Man, I wish that would have worked out a little different for me. So it's only human nature to think that way, and if you're in that mode of constant improvement, especially when it comes to your health, I think this is a great reason to be on tonight's call. So I get to spend some time with a gentleman who is a good friend of mine, somebody who I've spent a lot of years talking with and hanging out with. He is a doctor of chiropractic. He runs one of the most successful practices there on the East Coast out of the great state of Delaware. He's also a very successful businessman and happens to be a pretty darn accomplished martial artist on top of it all. So I'm always excited when he gets to take some time out of his schedule to be here with us. So Dr. Michael Trulia, are you with us?
I am, sir. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too, my friend. And it is an exciting New Year because, you know what, every opportunity, right, when we get into the New Year, we get to kind of hit the reset button. And I don't know about you, but I've hit the reset button in a couple areas of my life. And so far, knock on wood, 3 weeks into the new year, I'm hanging tough.
Well, you're actually in the top 30%, probably 20, and we'll talk about that tonight if you're ready to rock and roll.
I am ready to rock and roll. I know you've got some good stuff lined up, so I'm going to let you take the reins here.
Thank you, sir. Well, again, everybody, I know I talked to you last year, but it's a new year, and I'm happy to be on the January conference call. A lot of times we'll do the one a little closer to the beginning of the month, and I speak of a topic called the biggest 3 days of exercise, and of course that's January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For many of us, we got to push it a little further because of how Christmas and New Year played out, so we take advantage of that and say we'll start like the 6th, 7th, and 8th or something of that nature. But it's our New Year's resolution. You know, one of the things I'm seeing is becomes more apparent to me every year is this thing called purpose. And purpose, you know, and success is doing those things you said you would do long after the time you said you would do them. In other words, many of us look at success at the beginning of the year. I'm going to get more fit. I'm going to get more healthy, whatever the term is for the individual person. But by this time, till somewhere around the first week in February, we're so sore, we're so tired, we're so something that we say, you know, I'll do anything else but that, and I'll work on my program again next year. But I have a little bit different take on that because, you see, I really don't do a lot of New Year's resolutions anymore. Why? Because my New Year starts every Saturday evening. You see, to me, Sunday is the first day of the week. I celebrate the Sabbath on Saturday. From Genesis on, it talks about that. But the point is, when I really started studying it, I understand how well the Sabbath idea, and actually I was put me over the top about that, was a Sunday keeper who explained this story. And what he said was, he has a very large church out in California, around 50 or 60,000 people. And one weekend, his wife had gone away for 2 weeks, and he had had a very busy week, and he was getting ready Saturday night for Sunday morning. And so he was laying out his clothes, and he, of all things, he calls it the underwear crisis. He said, I didn't have any clean underwear. I looked in the drawer. There was none. The basket was full. And so he said, I have a fairly large walk-in closet, and I sat down and literally broke down in tears. Now, here's a grown man literally broke down in tears. And when he got himself together, he said, now, well, hold up here a minute. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I could do a load of laundry. Number two, I'm not the wealthiest guy in the world, but I could run down to Walmart and buy another pack of underwear. But purpose. As he really started analyzing why he broke down, it was stress and fatigue. Because all of us are driven. All of us want to keep on going. But one of the most important parts of our health and wellness is rest. And way back, we'll start in Genesis, where God Almighty himself, if you believe in that, worked for 6 days. But on the seventh day, he rested. And when I started to understand the scripture a little more, I understand God didn't make the seventh day for rest just because he's a mean guy and want to make me get still. He realized this world is always going to be stressed out. He realized it so much that later on, to reemphasize it, he made it one of the Ten Commandments. And nowhere in that Ten Commandments or in the scriptures can anyone show me where that's changed from the true Sabbath. So right now, I'm not here to discuss the day, really. What I'm here to discuss is the purpose. The purpose, when I understood about taking a day of rest, believe me, there's no one on this phone, and Ken can attest to this, that's much more busy than I am and much more doing things than I do. And believe me, for me to take off on a Saturday was absolutely not even going to be possible. And when I first started working on that, I was like a gauged lion trying to do it. But when I understood that my number one purpose is to be a Christian and to follow the Lord's word, and he would make the word for a reason, not just as a punishment. But when I realized that Sabbath rest wasn't made for God, but it was made for man. It was made for us because he knew our crazy, insane schedules would finally catch up with us. And that's what happened to this Sunday pastor, that his week would catch up with him. And he, out of 7 days, you know, his work day was actually Sunday because he worked all day with doing services and so forth and so on, that he just burned out. There was no time to catch up. Those of you familiar with Charlie Kirk highly celebrated the Sabbath for that same very reason, because he understood the purpose of wellness, the purpose of this body. My business partner in another company I have, a security company, just his father just passed at 97 years old, lived a tremendous life, great man, one of the most humble men I've ever known, and just a wonderful human being. But it brings you even closer when you have things like a funeral to realize no matter how much we get fit, no matter how much we get healthy, that, if unless the second coming comes, that's going to be all of our end of story on this earth. Thank God, if you're a Christian, you know the rest of the story, and that's just the beginning of the greatness that's about to come for us. So the question then comes up to the philosophical people. Well, if we believe in Christian theory and we're all going to die at some day, be it tomorrow or next week or at 50 or 70 or at 100 or 150, whatever the magic number is, why bother to do all this fitness stuff? Because, again, my purpose and my plumb line that I try to line up against is the scriptures, and not just be a religious guy, but have a relationship. And to have that relationship, I had to begin to understand that lining up against the plumb line of God's word in all areas of my life would make my life much better. And so this rest thing became a critical, important part to me for my overall health. Because what's the number one killer? We did a seminar last night on health and how to obtain it and how to maintain it. And I spoke on chiropractic. And then we have another doctor in my office who's been in practice 14 years, happens to be my daughter. And she spoke on acupuncture. And we sort of tied it together. And one of the things I said is, why bother with this health thing if you're going to die again, like I said, in so many years? Well, the reason is we're supposed to take care of the temple of God, and that's this body. So I think each of us need to step back a little bit, because many times I believe, as Ken and I spoke earlier in the week, these New Year's resolutions for most of us, and praise God, Ken's gotten on a little bit of lifting regimen and a workout, and, you know, I haven't gotten to see him, but, you know, understand he's getting a little more cut, a little more ripped, and all that's a good thing. That's not a problem. The problem is he in a total systems concept of exercise? And we've spoke so many times, I know that he is. But what I found in my office, that 75% of my patients, I believe, would be a reasonable number at this point in the year, 22 or so days, almost the month's almost three quarters gone, have already stopped their program. And most of them have stopped it because they're sore, they hurt, I get a lot of low back cases. And why is that? Because they've gone back to lifting weights. Again, nothing wrong with lifting weights, but they haven't done it in 6, 8, 12 months. And they started back where they left off. A grave mistake. You'll hear me speak of this in the spring. I'll have women 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s coming to me and say, Doc, my back, my mid-back is killing me. What did you do? Nothing. You didn't do anything different. Nope, nothing different. And then they'll think about it for a few minutes. Oh, well, you remember last Sunday when it was 75, my girlfriend and I decided to take a little walk because it was so beautiful. Okay, what do you call a little walk? Well, about 2 hours. Well, those of you that worked out know the hilarity behind that, because 2 hours is way too long. When I asked them when's the last time they did that, they said, well, we did it last summer. Well, you can't put up a Ferrari for a year and then take it out the first day and run it 200 miles an hour. And so without checking the oil and without breaking it in and so forth and so on. But yet, we do that to this most important frame. When I ask, and I had a young gal, I mean, I don't even think she was 30. I had two of them that age. I had more older, but I had two of them I can think of off the top of my head that age. And both of them were complaining of low back pain. Now, let me ask you this. If we were to do a test right now, and I were to lie you on your back, flat out, and take your right leg and then your left leg and make you keep it straight and bring it straight up, and you tell me when the calf, your hamstring, your butt, or your back would start to pull, when would that be? Would it be 20 degrees off the ground? Would it be 50? Would it be 60? Would it be 90 degrees, almost perfectly straight up? Would it be greater? Well, what I found on this young 30-year-old girl when I tested her, she was about 20 to 30 degrees off the table before it started hurting. Now, you see, a lot of well-meaning people have trainers, which is terrific, but a lot of well-meaning trainers don't understand biomechanics and proper balance. And so what they do is say, okay, you're young, you're strong, you just haven't worked out in a while. Let's build up that core and let's build up the strength in the muscle. And that's what they indeed do, but they don't do any flexibility. And to me, flexibility now, as every year I get older and every year that I see my patients get older, I see it becomes more and more and more of a greater problem than anything else other than cardio. And I'll explain why. Because the calves attach to the hams, attach to the butt, attach right into the low back muscles. So when those muscles are so very, very short and you can't straighten that leg up to at least 90 degrees or greater, you have a 90% or greater chance of having low back pain. Now ask yourself this question. There are three primary external reasons for low back pain. One, poor flexibility in the hamstrings that we just named. You might want to do that test. Number two, weak abdominal muscles. If you can't bend your knees while lying on your back, put your feet flat on the floor, put your hands across your chest, if you can't do 30 bent knees sit-ups in a minute, you have a 90% or greater chance of having low back pain. So poor flexibility in the hams, weak abdominal muscles, and three, for every 5 pounds you have over normal weight, you have a 90% or greater chance of having low back pain. So all I'm saying to you is start getting with someone who can help teach you this, what I call total systems of system concept of health, you know. What should be your goal? To me, unless you're going to be a professional athlete that's going to be a weight lifter, a power lifter, you're going to be in the 0.1%. I believe heavy weights are not necessary. Reps, yes. Free weights, love them. Machines, fine. As long as you don't have more weight than you can handle. And I'm a very conservative guy, so that means, again, if you haven't worked out in a year, and again, let's pick a hypothetical exercise, a curl. Everybody knows what that looks like. If you were curling 100 pounds last year, I would start you on 25 pounds. Now, I can see especially all the guys' eyeballs pumping out of their head because, you know, we're macho. We want to go back. We can do 100. I didn't say you couldn't do it. I said, can you do it and not hurt yourself? Can you do it and do it biomechanically correct? So what I recommend is you start with 25 pounds until you can do 10 straight curls, standing perfectly straight, chin over chest, chest over pubic bone over talus, which is the two bones in your feet, till you're biomechanically perfectly straight, and you can do them without recruiting other muscles. That's how you don't hurt yourself. When you can do 10 reps, rest 10 to 20 seconds, do another 10 with perfect form, then add another 10 pounds, and go on up until you reach your 100 pounds. So it's the easing into it. The women with the walking, instead of walking 2 hours, I recommend that they start off with 10 minutes the first day, walking no faster than they can carry on a conversation with the other person. Now, don't be like one of my patients who came in and said they did what I recommended. They walked, you know, the 10 or 15 minutes the first day. They came in and said, "Doc, I'm in severe pain." I said, "Did you do what I told you to about not walking any faster than carrying on a conversation with someone?" The reply was, "Well, I didn't have anybody to talk to." So, you know, you got to be a little bit smarter than the average bear to know you can talk to yourself if you need to. Let's talk about, for a minute, a weight loss goal. What should be a reasonable weight loss goal? I mean, we all come in and, you know, we want to lose 30 pounds and we want to lose 50 pounds, we want to lose 100 pounds, whatever it is we want to lose. Is that right or wrong? I claim none of it's wrong. It's how you approach it. Now, we have all these GLP meds that are out there now and having, quite frankly, tremendous results on losing weight. But again, as they say, as Paul Harvey would say, now let's talk about the rest of the story. The rest of the story is what Ken touched on the other night in the meeting, is that once you use those, as you stop, not only do most people gain back all that they lost, but about 21% more than when you originally started. Number two, 99% of the people are losing major muscle mass, not fat. So therefore, their actual strength gets weaker as they begin to lose the weight. So losing weight is just one factor of getting healthy. What is health? Again, let's back up what we talk about. Health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. So I believe all of us, our goal should be, number one, to get healthy, and the things we have mentioned very much talk about the outside of our frame and our being, but we start too advanced, and so we just give up because we're so sore, or we hurt severely, or we've hurt ourselves, and we'll say, "I'll do anything else, but I'll lose weight next year." Well, let's talk about this for a second. A lot of people want to know, what is a reasonable amount of weight loss? I guarantee you 99% of the people on this line are not going to like what I have to say. And that is 5 pounds a month is awesome. "But doc, I want to lose 5 pounds a week." I got it. How many of you already lost in your lifetime 5 pounds? Most all of us have. How many of us have gained it back? Most all of us have. And how many have gained back more? Most all of us have. So during the injection thing, yes, weight is just one component of your wellness. It ain't the whole ball of wax. You can be as thin as a rail and still have severe back pain. You can be as thin as a rail and still have poor cardiovascular training or health. So you need a cardiovascular program, flexibility, muscle balance, endurance, and strength. On top of that, you want to balance the biomechanics. That's why I became a doctor of chiropractic first to do that. Next, understand some basic things. If we can just lower your resting heart rate, just 4 beats per minute, just 4. You save over 2 million beats per year. Now, I know many of you out there are not going to believe that, but do the math. Multiply it out. 4 beats per minute will save you 2 million beats per year in a heart rate. Now, think about, again, if you had a pump in your house, pumping water through your house. If I could tell you I can make that pump work 2 million times less to pump throughout this next year, but with the same efficiency, in other words, when your heart hits, boom, it hits and pumps reoxygenated blood to all the joint surfaces. Wouldn't you want that? If your water pump could do the same thing, would that not save you money? And how much more important is your single heart than a water pump in your house? So understand these things and what you're striving for. But to me, as people get older, the flexibility thing becomes, to me, almost number one. Number two is cardiovascular, and there's great benefits of walking, just simple walking. I have my new patients that haven't, well, I don't care if they're 40 or they're 80. I do the same thing. I prefer them to walk in water. I absolutely want them walking on a flat surface because you don't want to be tilted one way or the other, such as a convex road if you live in a neighborhood and the asphalt is, like I said, rounded. because one leg will hit down on the outside and you can end up with bursitis or SI joint pain. And we don't even think about why. That's the why. You're not walking on a flat enough surface. You want it to be perfectly flat as you can get it. But I start off people with 5 minutes a day. The next day, they're okay. They can go 10. If they're stiff at 10, take a day or two and stay at 10 minutes. Pre and post stretch before all of your workout. That's my highest suggestion as far as what you do. The sequence is pre and post stretch. And then on your just normal days of work, stretch throughout the day. I'm not going to get into what stretches. I can do that and leave a message with Ken if you need any help on that. But, you know, stretching throughout the day becomes critical. Why? Because a 140-pound person creates 650 pounds of shock through the ankles, knees, hips, spine, every step they take. Then most of us all day are working and running around. And, you know, the other day at our office, we saw about 110 visits that day. So all three doctors were all running up and down those hallways. And then what do? Then we sit at the computer to put in notes that we just worked on all these patients, bent down, bent at the waist, leaning down. So there are things we have to do in our life that are going to put our biomechanics out of position. But you need to understand how to conquer that. And that is one of those things is some stretches for upper body, some stretches for lower body, 3 to 5 times, just two to five each, but 3 to 5 times throughout the day. Remember, you can store fat and degeneration, but you cannot store fitness and health. When I first began practicing because of my martial arts background, I'd have people get up in the morning and do 20 stretches, let's say for the hamstrings, go for the day. Until I realized this statistic about the 140-pound person creating 650 pounds of shock, you create roughly 2 to 4 times your body weight, whatever that is, when you're walking. And then, like I said, then you sit, that spine compresses, the hamstring shorten, the calf shorten, it all is attached. So this little bit of exercise throughout the day for those who you want to be healthy. Now let's turn to the inside. Again, the three biggest things I like to talk about that we talk about through Zuma since the beginning of time is number one, proper hydration. I have a gentleman came in yesterday, come to find out he's had severe back pain for 2 years. I told him, I don't know why he rushed in to see me, but for 2 years he's been suffering sciatica, pain going down the leg all the way down to the foot. It got so severe now he finally had to see somebody and he called us. And I asked him about how much water he drinks and his wife to start laughing. And she says he loves soda. And so I went through the three reasons the best that I could, poor hydration, poor pH, and how acidic sodas are, and then poor mineralization. And when you understand each cell needs those things, and more importantly, from a doctor of chiropractic standpoint, the disc is 70% water. And so we need to rehydrate, but you're not hydrating if you're drinking half your body weight in acidic water. Because, yes, water can be acidic. It can be, I tested mine here at my home. It was a 4.9, very acidic. And I'm shocked because I know I live over a natural aquifer. That's what got me started with Zuma 20 years ago. When I understood this combination, that becomes critically important to work on the outside. But the inside, there are many other factors, don't get me wrong, and depending on your health and condition. But the reality is poor pH, poor hydration, and poor mineralization. If we could just do that alone, we could change the health of millions of people once we get them to understand that. Once we get them to understand that it's not an injection like the GLP or some medication where, man, hey, I feel better right away. Well, again, understand I can cut your arm off and give you enough morphine. You won't feel a thing. Now, you'll stand there, bleed to death, and die, but you'll die happy if that's your purpose of having no pain. So we really have to begin to understand that difference. It becomes critical. So again, let me get back to the weight loss. Yes, I say 5 pounds a month is a great weight loss goal. Why is that? Because if anyone can answer for me on this phone, anybody you know, anybody you used to know, or anybody you've known all your life, they can tell me the last time they lost 60 pounds in a year naturally with no drugs or surgery and kept it off, I'll applaud you. So it's a slow enough rate that it's doable. You want a purpose that's doable. And now, you women out there, I'm married to one of you, so I know, you know, you'll tell me in the beginning I want to lose 20 pounds. And when we get you there, if I could just lose 10 more. You know, I've never seen a woman at the bottom of the actual number. But for most of us, we want a realistic goal. BMI is a point, but I really don't like BMI. I definitely don't like it as a standalone statistic. So total systems concept of exercise is what you want to look for. I make my New Year's Eve every Saturday evening. Sabbath runs from Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown. After that's over, I set my goal for Sunday through the next Friday. I make it every week, so it's much more attainable, number one, for me. And number two, it's a lot easier to target than me getting off for an entire year. So if I'm off 3 pounds instead of 30 pounds at the end of the year, it's easier for me to catch up. Not necessarily for you to do, but another direction for you to think about. So in my closing, let me talk about just the new year and health. Again, the perspective is health and wellness. What nutrients and what things should I take? Again, you're all going to be different. Your exercise program is going to be different because you all have different needs. Some of you will be martial artists. Some of you will be gymnasts. Some of you will be soccer, basketball, golf, tennis, all good things. Be careful of unilateral sports because, like golf, like tennis, like bowling, because you will overdevelop one side more than the other. You have to be very careful of that. So just as a baseline, I think everybody should start off with X2O. That's just always, since day one, caught my attention. I think without that, the rest of the – I mean, I love all of Zuma's nutrients, but I think the rest is worthless if we don't have an alkaline foundation and you're not getting enough hydration. Number two, I believe we all should be on a great, great, great multivitamin. I love Life Source. Try to do the four a day rather than four in the morning. I try to do two in the morning, two at lunchtime. The Zyome 365, the information has become more and more explosive since several years ago when Ken called me about the Zyome 365 and discussed all they were doing and the why. The gut health, the microbiome, and all this kind of information is exploding today. And so Zuma, again, was on the cutting edge, far and ahead of anybody else. And so I like to take that, like, at lunchtime. It sort of helps fill me up, too. But it gives me what I need for the gut health. At nighttime, I try to always take my probiotics. And the final thing, you know, seasonally, although I take it year-round every day, liquid silver. I believe in that because we're around illness all the time. When you see 200 or 300 people coming through your office or through your house every single week, you know, kids are wiping their nose with their hand. They open the door. You don't know that. You open the door. You get that germ. Your eye itches, and boom, you're sick. So praise God. So far this year, I haven't gotten any of the flus or any of the anything. It's not saying when you take these things, you'll never get them. But what I am saying is when I do ever get them, my recovery time is at least 2 to 4 times faster than the average person in my office that I see do get it. Doesn't mean, again, you're not going to get it. I've even known people that do all these things and still die. Those things are going to happen to us in life. But it's how is your life up to that point? What is your purpose? Let your light shine. There's no reason. I mean, you can have every excuse in the book. It's this time of year. We got now, oh, it's the after Christmas blues. Oh, my gosh, it's too cloudy. I got the cloudy blues. I've got the January blues. I've got, you can name a million things. Why not stay positive? Start with the brain. When we talk about hydration, again, and mineralization, 70% of the body cells are water, but 85% of the brain cells. So I believe there's a huge path to look at Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, with dehydration in the brain. With that, I've taken a little too long. I want to turn it back to Ken to finish up and to talk about hopefully our equal just a little bit and anything else. So thank you, Ken, for your time.
Hey, I appreciate you, Dr. T. Lots of great information tonight. And I will take the ball for just a second here and pick it up and run with it on Zuma's newest product, the Equala. Guys, one of the things that, of course, most people do make a decision to do in the beginning of the year is they do usually want to lose weight. That's one of the common things that people will talk about wanting to accomplish in the new year. And one of the challenges a lot of people don't realize they face is something called insulin resistance. And there's a lot of reasons for that. We don't have time to go into the details tonight, but insulin resistance is one of the hidden challenges or hurdles, if you will, that a lot of people don't realize they're facing and don't understand. That's perhaps one of the biggest reasons they're struggling to get back into a size or a shape that they really want to be. And that has everything to do with managing sugar, managing glucose, and managing most specifically insulin itself. So one of the benefits of many that our new Equala product provides for people is that it provides them the opportunity to really help to manage insulin in the body, becoming more insulin sensitive. And that is like this hidden key to so many people's opportunity to actually get to a shape and a size and a weight that they really want to be on. So for me, if I was advising somebody right now who was really serious about getting to a certain size or shape in this new year, I would ask them, number one, to analyze where they're at in their dietary habits with both sugar intake and carbohydrate intake, because that is going to fuel this insulin resistance problem that we have, and try to minimize the consumption of those things, at least to a certain degree. And then I would encourage them to use nutrition strategically to be able to get their bodies back to a place where they're more insulin sensitive, because it's amazing in just a short couple months that the Equala product has been part of Zuma's line. One of the most common testimonies we're starting to see on that product, in addition to people managing their blood sugar levels better and a myriad of things like increased energy levels, is people are noticing weight loss, or more specifically, fat loss. And that was one of the things we suspected was going to happen with that product, and it's playing out in some of the newest testimonies that we're receiving on that product. So all the information that Dr. T shared with you tonight, in my opinion, is great information. And one of the things that is true, and he's touched on it tonight, is, you know, we sadly in modern day times have a very difficult time getting to those health goals strictly and only on diet alone. We live in a day and an age, I think, where supplementation becomes one of the most significant pieces of obtaining optimal health, in addition, of course, to, you know, eating well and getting good physical activity and exercise. But I think we're at a place, unfortunately, in our modern-day world where for most of us, supplementation becomes more of a necessity than just an optional thing. And again, depending on your specific goals, as many of you know who are Zuma members, lots of great solutions and opportunities in Zuma's product line across the board. Dr. T mentioned many products tonight. And then I'm just touching, of course, on our newest one, Equala. But there's so many opportunities to fine-tune and really adjust your body from a nutritional support standpoint to really make sure that 2026 you get to the place health-wise where you really want to be. And so I'm proud to know that we get to be a part of that journey with you here in the new year. So any final thoughts or comments, Dr. T, before we wrap up?
Everything's good. Excited about everything. And, of course, there are a lot of products, metabolize, top of the list to help you with that weight loss. And I'm very excited about the new possibilities with the Equala. So thank you guys very much for that.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again for being on tonight. As always, appreciate you joining us live. And as you know, we do this call first and third Thursday every single month. I certainly invite you to come back again in the month of February and rejoin us for more great information. But until then, take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.